How do you approach the use of chemotherapy in metastatic disease? How do you factor in prior chemotherapy? And where are you integrating ABI-007, which just became available?
Well, I think that you have many, many roads to take, and it gives you a lot of opportunities. I think when you have many chemotherapy drugs that, as a single agent, give you responses that overlap with each other that are in the same range, it shouldn't be looked at as a conundrum so much as an opportunity to be able to individualize your therapy based on maybe the side effect profile. I'm starting to use drugs that I think have less toxicities first. Because when you think about it, we generally see the longest duration of response with the drug we use first. So you might as well have that long period of time be the one with the least toxicities. No hair loss, if that's important to the patient. Or let's say the patient had pre-existing neuropathy from diabetes or from prior chemo, then avoid one that has neurotoxicities. So I think that we actually have a long list of treatments, which is good. The single most important motivating factor for me is what the patient has received previously. I think that if a patient has progressed on an adjuvant taxane, I'm probably going to be more likely to use a non-taxane drug. Although, granted, you can see responses to docetaxel upon progression with paclitaxel, and you can also see responses with Abraxane. Now, the availability of Abraxane, I think, is very interesting. I think this is an advance in drug delivery, which is a welcome advance because we haven't really had much of that lately. I think the last wave of that was with the liposomal drugs, which have given us drugs now that have better half-life, better tumor selectivity, and less side effects. And I think nanoparticle paclitaxel or Abraxane is another example of that. Putting these drugs very tightly with a nanoparticle, with a very small particle, allows it to dissolve without the use of cremaphore, which is one of the compounds in paclitaxel that causes acute allergic reactions and necessitates steroids. And there's also evidence from laboratory models that you may get better tumor penetration. Whatever is really happening in humans is hard to know, but the bottom line is, in a head-to-head study every 3 weeks, that the clinical endpoints of response, time to progression, were actually improved with Abraxane compared to paclitaxel. Now, it was a difficult comparison because the doses weren't the same. And it may be just that it was more tolerable, so you were able to give more of a dose and you got a better response. But then when you look at most of the toxicities, they were lower with Abraxane, with the exception of peripheral neuropathy, which was higher, and that may simply be due to the overall dose of paclitaxel.
My read, at least in those data, was that there was greater response rate, ABI compared to paclitaxel.
Yes, response and time to progression were improved, absolutely.